Open enrollment. It's that time of the year. Businesses have things where they have to, you know, who's your provider, what goes on and not. But the Affordable Care Act is also open for business.
Round two.
Round two as well. And to help people sign up for that if they're interested and needed to know about it, we have Nicole Fantuzzi, who's with the Lorain County Health and Dentistry. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. So you have an event, I guess, kind of a kickoff plan today for people to start signing up?
We do. We have an event today. We'll be here from 9 to 3. It's a walk-in basis at our Elyria office, and anyone can come in, get information, schedule an appointment, and possibly sign up or process an application if they have all the items that are necessary with them.
Nicole, what kind of turnout response did you have the first time around?
I actually wasn't here last year, but the numbers that have come in from the state are millions of people have signed up for Marketplace Insurance. And so millions of people are now receiving health insurance and benefits that they were not receiving the year before.
Nicole, when people come in today, what should they bring with them?
If they'd like to process an application today, they would need to bring ID. They need to bring the dates of birth for everyone that they're going to claim on their taxes and that lives in their household. They need to bring about a rough estimate, so if possible, their W-2s from last year, or an estimate of what their income was for last year. And then they would need to bring in either an email address that they've already have established and the password, or we can set the email address up and password here with them today.
In the past, we've heard of problems with, you know, getting logged in or signed up or, you know, internet issues. What's the status today?
Today, we're doing really well. We did a small kickoff on Saturday that was actually the open enrollment date. So several other entities, such as Mercy, held their kickoff on Saturday. And thus far, we're doing really well with people being able to log in, renew their or recommit to the policies that they had last year, and or go in and just look at some costs and do some research.
When people come in today, for example, approximately how long are they there? How much time do they need to set aside?
It does take about an hour to process an application, and only because, not so much of the application process, but it gives somebody enough time to really look at what is out there. There's several different things that you want to look at when you're looking at what type of provider you're choosing, such as what type of doctors are you looking for, what's the premiums you can afford, what locations you're looking at. So it does take a little bit of time to review the providers. But overall, the application takes about 20 minutes.
I know during round one you had some advisors there to help people along. Will that be the case again this time?
Yes, sir. We'll actually have three here today that are certified and able to walk people through the process and process their application. And then on a regular basis, in our office alone, we have two certified applicants that are able to process applications, but we also have several other entities in the community that are available and are willing to help anybody go through the application, such as Mercy. They have several certified applicants that will be on location every day, all day.
People are enrolling now. When will the coverage kick in?
If they enroll now and make their first payment by December 15th, then their insurance will start on January 1.
If they were enrolled for last year, do they have to re-enroll, or maybe they have to, or what would be the case if somebody is already in the plan that they may have to reevaluate what their status would be?
So, yes, you would need to go in and recommit to either the policy or to the people that you've already committed to, the providers, or you can go in and recommit to a new provider. You do need to go in and recommit so that you can continue receiving the tax credit that you received last year. And also you want to avoid being assigned to a new provider, such as, for instance, last year, some of the providers are either no longer providing services in the area or have decided that they're not going to partake in the Marketplace Insurance. So you want to avoid being assigned to a provider and have that freedom to go in and choose and look around and see what else is out there. There is 25 new providers this year compared to last year. So it's to everybody's benefit to go in and just compare the providers that are available.
Nicole, beyond today, how long do people have to jump on board? How long will you have advisors there to help out? Things like that.
The last day for enrollment is February 15th. So you do, unless you have a life-changing event, you do need to enroll by February 15th in order to meet the last cutoff date. However, we will have certified applicants all year round for anybody that has a life-changing event that needs to either enroll or has questions about enrolling.
So all they need to do then would be to contact Lorain County Health and Dentistry. And you
yes, and they can reach us at 440-240-1655. And we have several locations. Today we will be at 412 East River Street in Elyria. Our main office is 1205 Broadway in Lorain. So either one of those locations they can contact, and they can they can go through the connector. It's actually called the Connector Get Covered America. And what they can do is go on the site. It's connector.getcoveredamerica.org. And that will actually allow them to speak with an operator that will schedule an appointment with any provider in Lorain County that is able to process an application.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning, Nicole Fantuzzi, with the Lorain County Health and Dentistry, about the open enrollment getting underway, as well as the kickoff that's taking place at your East River location this morning. Nicole, thanks for sharing the time and the details. Appreciate it.
Sure, and don't forget 440-240-1655, and they can get scheduled at any time.